Gangrene, Season 8, Episode 18.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Just the two of us again.
Yep. We are on iTunes. The two of us are on iTunes.
Yes, the two of
Stats
us.
Stats used to be on iTunes, but he is...
We're reordering parts from man. Taiwan.
It's been a tough winter for
it
that
has.
Robot.
It has.
So iTunes, Gangrene TV.
Yep.
Twitter, at Gangrene TV.
Where else can
Instagram,
you find us?
Instagram, at Gangrene TV.
Instagram this show. Why not?
Call us at 508-731-GGTV.
There's a lot of places you can connect with us.
508-731-GGTV.
That's 4488 for you people who hate lettuce.
And you can text us.
Or
texting,
lettuce.
Yeah. Lettuce.
I enjoy the text.
You like lettuce or?
Well, I do enjoy lettuce, but only in a salad form when it's on a burger.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything with lettuce and tomato, it's obviously a salad, but you put that on a burger and that's... So you have a salad burger.
Okay. Sounds good.
A lot of bacon.
Oh, boy.
Well, here we are again.
So iTunes and Instagram.
Find us on iTunes.
And, yeah.
Get us on
Watch us on Red's Army and YouTube and all over the place.
Get us on the download on your bus ride to work.
That's right.
You can listen to our voices at 8 a.m.
Now that the MBTA is kind of working again.
It's sort of on track again.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Oh, boy.
So it's been pretty good.
Isaiah Thomas.
It's been a short week for us.
It has.
We did a show last Thursday.
It seems I missed you.
Record-breaking numbers on Thursday.
Listen, this team is fun again.
It's
Isaiah Thomas, he's my favorite player.
Let me start. Can I start you off with something?
Yeah.
Our good friend of the show, Chris Forsberg, said instantly that Thomas ejection in the Lakers game has instantly made him a fan favorite.
Really?
And you better believe it.
I just like him because he's fun to watch.
Well, yes, he's very fun to watch, and he shows a lot of heart. He's very aggressive. He's everything that we needed back in the Celtics organization. So
it's fun. I wrote a note because we've been talking all year.
Yep.
I've been talking. Everyone's been agreeing that there's just something about this team that wasn't fun. Like, it wasn't like the pre-KG Ray Allen years where,
right.
like, oh, I love Delonte West. I love Tony Allen.
So it was more of a bunch of guys on a team. It wasn't a team.
Yeah, it was boring. And this team right now finally got rid of some dead wood.
Yeah.
Not that Rondo is really dead wood. But
no, but I know what you mean.
The team's reshaped, and they're fun.
And it's,
Jay Crowder and Isaiah Thomas was like the cherry on top of the pie.
It's funny because Jay Crowder was that first piece that actually started like to get your – he went out and grabbed your interest. And, like, when Jermaine Nelson was on the team, you were like, oh, well, you know, I kind of remember him from his Magic days, and he was fun to watch and whatnot. But then watching Jay Crowder, you're like, you know, this guy kind of – it sucks me back in.
Yeah,
and
you're getting, now with getting a few people all – like Marcus Smart and,
right.
and Isaiah Thomas just ties it all together, and it's a fun team to watch.
Right. It's finally has that team feeling again. Not so much like just guys going out there to kind of showcase their talents to go to another team. It's like, hey, we're the Celtics. We're Boston Celtics. Let's play as the Boston Celtics, not as I'm Gerald Wallace playing for my next giant contract that some team is just going
to
spit fire at.
They're
you
fun to
I'm
watch.
It's
Isaiah
really
Thomas, it's been two games. I'm already excited to watch them.
Go ahead. Go with your stat. It's been two games and
I wasn't going to go there yet, but Isaiah Thomas has a hit. Not taken. He's hit more free throws than Rondo did all year.
Imagine
and
that.
And I forgot to look up how many games he's played.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's
I didn't do that research, by the way. I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
My
research
was sitting at my computer hearing it. And, ooh, I gotta type this to the guys.
That's a good one. It's gonna be good for the show.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good for Gangrene TV.
So it's not my own research, but
that's fine. But that's a funny stat, though.
Like, I heard it in the background. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
It's almost like one of those. No, that can't be right. But then you're like, no, that probably is 100% correct.
He can shoot and he can hit free throws.
21 points both games.
Yeah.
I mean. Even with the ejection in the Lakers game with 5 minutes ago that may have lost us the game, it was the highlights that I saw was it looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah, and you wanted to talk about the backcourt.
Yes.
Which, you know, still Isaiah Thomas part of that backcourt. I think that three-man backcourt may work.
Right, and that's the big question now. It's the Smart Bradley Thomas.
Do you know what I would do though? Is I would flip it and I would have Bradley come off the bench.
Yeah, I mean the thing is Isaiah Thomas has a little bit of history being kind of a ball hog. So it's like
he's the only one that can score.
Right. But like now you're like you're putting him out there, so you're gonna kinda take minutes away from Smart and Bradley. But I mean I don't know, like the three I know it's kinda tough comparison. You're kinda comparing apples and oranges, but like the three guard rotation didn't really work in Phoenix. So now you're putting the third guard on the three-man rotation
I think
in Boston, it kind of is one of those things where it's like
– I think it's going to work. I think it fits with Brad Stevens' offense.
And that was my next – that was the next thing. It's does Thomas fit in the Stevens system?
I think it does. I
definitely think it's a great fit. Stevens loves fast-paced games. He loves plenty of ball movement. And he loves plenty – like when players take plenty of shots.
Yeah,
and that's Isaiah Thomas – to a T.
It's going to be enjoyable.
So it's
it's already enjoyable. I can't wait. I'm so excited for the rest of the season.
You know what the best part about this whole Isaiah Thomas trade was?
That I'm excited again?
Well yes. And that's because you were just dead inside for a while.
It's just funny how like something that little can make that big of a change. Because it seems like it's changing everything.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's breathing new life into the city. People are starting to talk. You're now hearing about the Celtics again on the radio. And for a while, it was just dead air. Nobody really talked about it. It was like, I mean, on 98.5, it was one of those things where you would have, like, the seven-minute Celtics recap thing, and they talked for, like, three of those 7 minutes about Celtics, and nobody cared. Now, you're hearing 10 minutes of Celtics, and it's actually filled with 9 minutes of Celtics. So it's nice. The little bit of movement.
It's really good.
And now you're gearing up for... I don't want to say – well, you're gearing up for playoffs because it's looking more and more like there's a possibility we're going to get that eighth seed. But you're also gearing towards the off season.
Yeah, and I want to hold that thought.
All right.
Because we're going to take a quick break.
All right, I need
And we're going to come back.
It's hot under these lights.
And when we come back, we're going to get back into that playoff thing that we were talking about last week. So we'll be right back.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
Gangrene TV Season 8. We are now broadcasting on two different formats. Video format, just like the past seven seasons, and now podcast format for all you fans on the go. Go check us out at redzombie.com to find out how to watch and listen to us. And as always, stay infected.
We're back. What I wanted to get to
is
Jared Sollinger. So last week, first of all, Jared Sollinger is kaput for the season.
Again.
You heard it here first, again. Not from me, but from my man to my left.
Well, again.
Again.
Again, he's hurt for the season. Now, my question to this is, now, I'm sure I'm going to get harped on for this, but it's a legitimate question. I don't believe so. I'm kind of 50-50 about this, but now that he's out again, and you know what happens when he goes out for a season, he tends to hit that cookie jar a little more, and he gains a little weight.
No.
I mean, the last time he was out, it was February 1st, 2013, okay? He pulled his back out. He was done for the season. Gained a little bit of weight. Allegedly beat his girlfriend. He was arrested for domestic violence. That's besides the point.
I was
the charges were later dropped. That's none of the story. But what I'm saying is Sully borderline bust?
He's now, your guy.
Now he's got 7.4 rebounds per game.
Yep.
11 points per game. And a field goal percentage of 0.456. So he's good. He's that player that you want. He's a good defense. I mean, two times since he's been drafted out for the season. Now, you can't obviously predict injuries and how it's going to go. But now we're talking, first of all, it was a major injury. Not major, but, I mean, you're back. Your first time, your back hurts. That's pretty major for someone who's constantly banging down the end of the boards. Now you're talking about broken feet. Number one thing everybody needs when you're a basketball player is your feet. I mean, not to put it out there, but...
Same injury Kevin McHale had.
Kevin McHale, Yao Ming, those guys kind of like... Bill Walton, I mean, that guy still has terrible foot problems. But, I mean, not that it's that severe with Sully. It's just a broken bone in his foot. But now we're talking about
he carries a lot of weight on that.
And that's what I'm saying. Now he's out again. Will he gain more weight? It's going to be even harder to come back. I mean, he's out for the whole season. I mean, he's saying that maybe.
What if he comes back and he looks like Sweetney?
Oh, Jesus, huh?
Right?
Jesus. Then you know it's an official bust.
No, I mean, he's your guy. This year, I'm very – I've been 50-50
Jesus, I forgot about Sweetney. Oh, my God.
I just blew your mind, didn't I?
Yeah, it's all over the place now. Oh, man. that guy was a house. But, yeah, no, but seriously, though, I mean, that's things to take into consideration.
I've been 50-50 on him all year because I didn't think he showed as much improvement as I would have wanted him to. And I was already disappointed because, you know, last year he's like, oh, he's going to be good, he's going to be good.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enough. He wasn't like an Al Jefferson type where it was enough to, like, make a trade.
Right.
You know, he didn't have that cachet.
And that's another thing.
This year, he's kind of flatlined.
Right.
Like, he improved last year, and this year he's just kind of flatlined. And that's not what you want from a young player.
No.
So I'm 50-50. I think they should draft big guys again.
I think.
And if he's expendable, he's expendable.
I think you need the big guys. I do. Unfortunately, now that he's out for the second time since he's been drafted in 2012. By the way, 2012 draft right now looks to be the worst for a while. I mean, you had him and Fab Melo. Both of them just – Fab Melo is nowhere to be found. And
no.
Sullinger's out again. So, it's just one of these things where now we have lost his trade value where –
You can
like
still
I said,
trade him in the offseason.
But you're not going to get what you got – what you were going to get before.
We couldn't get anything for him. I don't know.
Teams were inquiring about him before he went out with the foot. I mean, like I said, you can't really predict any kind of injury, and stuff just happens. So, I mean.
No, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to totally rain on the parade, but what I wanted to do was.
Shift into the playoffs.
Yeah, I wanted to tie him into the playoffs because I think as much as we've just spent like 5 minutes like saying he's a bag of garbage,
right?
Which obviously is not the case.
It puts a little bruised apple on the playoffs perspective
because I think we needed him.
Right.
I mean, we're talking that he's not good enough, but he's good enough. Just
any big guy on the team is going to be what you need.
Right. He's been good. He just hasn't met my expectations this year.
Right.
But I think without him, and Olnik's not back yet. You know,
who knows if he's.
I think Olnik's going to save the day.
Probably not.
Right.
Two Zellas are better than one, by
two
the way.
Two is, oh my God.
I don't know if you watch past episodes.
If we had Isaiah Thomas in both Zellers.
Oh, man.
Eastern Conference Championship.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah. Eastern Jesus. Conference Finals.
I don't know. I think you're smoking some green.
Yeah, I am.
Instead of bleeding green, I think you're smoking it.
I don't know. Something.
I don't know. I don't.
I put a new car freshener in. It must be that.
Maybe that it's pine trees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
so. I don't know. Maybe they're not going to make the playoffs. Last week I was pretty bold on saying they are definitely going to make the playoffs now.
I'm telling you, there's a strong possibility.
I don't even care anymore because, like I said, I'm just enjoying watching these games.
Well, do you know that they're 5-3 in the month of February and there's still two games to go and there's a possibility they'll win both those games. So they could be 7-3 in the month of February. That's mind-blowing.
This season's just flying since we got Isaiah Thomas.
It's such a short month that we're going to be awesome. Even if we lose both those games, we're a 500 team in February. Awesome. Throw it up.
It doesn't matter. Playoffs or not, it's fun to watch again.
It doesn't matter. Whether we make the playoffs and then we get busted out in the first round.
I think I like six or seven deep now.
Yeah. I mean, what are we working with? Eight guys on the team, nine guys on the team. Jarrell Wallace is getting minutes. He's like, whoa, I haven't played in forever. I don't even know. I think I know how to.
He hit a three the other day.
I know. That must have been practice.
So, I mean, I don't want to flog a dead horse, as they say. But.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
But.
Do they say that?
I think they do.
I don't know if they say
that. The Sex Pistols did. I don't know.
Well, you know what? If you want to flog this dead horse, 508-731-GGTV. I'm not sure that's the saying. I think it's beat a dead horse, but that's fine. Give us a call and let us know what it is, whether you want to talk basketball or you just want to.
I've heard both.
If you've heard both, call us, 508-731-GGTV.
You should do that. I just don't want to flog a dead horse.
It's
good,
but To get back on track, it's going to hurt the playoffs a bit if we do make the playoffs.
I don't care anymore. That's what I'm trying to say. The team is fun, so I don't care if they make it or not. If they make it, awesome. If they don't, let's see what the offseason brings, and let's make the team even better.
If not, I mean, the offseason's gonna be great.
It's looking up now.
It really is.
Yep, we're probably gonna sign like Shaquille O'Neal or something like that.
Again.
Yeah.
What's Marcus Smart gonna do? He's wearing Shaquille O'Neal's number.
I don't know.
Oh, I hope it's a fight. Maybe they'll have a Shaq Fu match.
That'd be awesome.
Smart versus Shaq Fu.
Yep. I like that.
Finish him.
Let's finish this segment.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
All right, text or call us, 508-731-GGTV. You want to hang out at Twitter, at Gangrene TV. Check us out on Instagram, at Gangrene TV again.
Nice.
We also have a Facebook. I bet you can't guess what the Facebook is.
No.
Gangrene TV.
TV.
Blah, blah, blah.
Who,
all right.
Who does Facebook anymore?
Nobody does. It's like, check our MySpace page out. Or a Friendster. Do we have a Friendster page still?
I don't think I've ever heard of Friendster.
It was before MySpace. Oh. So anyways, all right, in the hoop. So
in the hoop.
As everyone knows, Kevin Garnett went back to Minnesota to play for his beloved T-Wolves. Well,
I wonder if our Howlin' Wolf TV guys are covering that.
I bet you they're on fire right now. I bet you they're having a great time with that. We should check in on them sometime.
Okay.
Get them on the show. So what I think I love right now is the fact that Flip Saunders went into the locker room and told all the young guys, KG will throw your phone in the toilet. So I guess KG hates any kind of noise before a game.
He wants concentration.
I read the report that there was times in 08 when they were in the playoffs push to win the finals. Anytime he would enter the room, music was automatically cut off. Everything shut off. Everybody put everything away. Newspapers, phones, whatever. Pure silence. Definitely, I don't know. I bet you there's a lot of phones in the toilet in Minnesota right now.
Ubuntu.
Exactly, Ubuntu. So on the same page as old friends of the Celtics, Kendrick Perkins.
Yep.
My beloved Perkins.
Guaranteed he's going with Doc.
You did guarantee that he went to Doc. Your guarantee was worse because there was no guarantee.
Yeah, I don't know if I guarantee it, but he's with Cleveland.
Well, it was printed on the box. Tommy Boy. Watch Tommy Boy.
I love it, yeah.
Perkins got bought out by the Jazz, and he agreed to sign with the Cavs. So now he's gonna flog that dead horse over in Cleveland. He's going to go play with old King James and possibly win a championship.
He makes them better, I think.
I think so.
I haven't really watched Perk in a while, so I don't know.
Excuse me. He's going to play a good bench role.
The Perk that I remember watching will help.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the same Perk that is
But every time I watched Oklahoma City, he didn't really play. So.
No, but Perk's going to be a good bench player for that team.
He's got a championship pedigree.
That's true.
See?
That's true. Speaking of what we thought would be a championship pedigree, do you remember Kirilenko?
I do.
He was on the Nets.
Yes.
And he was on the Jazz, and then he went to the Nets.
Yep.
Remember how we kept talking about him in past seasons, how we should target this guy, bring him in?
Yes.
Well, the 76ers just released him.
Yes.
So if you get released by the 76ers, there might be a reason. You want to know his reason?
He didn't show up.
He just never showed up.
Would you?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, I probably would.
Well,
but
I mean, I guess if it was me, I might show up.
I could probably show up and be their 12th best player.
You probably could.
Yeah.
And you know what they would do? They would bench you because they really want to tank.
Yeah.
So he just didn't show up, and I'm making noise down here, so excuse the gremlin. Maybe that stats trying to come up.
Yeah.
They're trying to reboot stats. So Anthony Davis was hurt again. Shabazz Muhammad, he's the best player on the T-Wolves right now, out again, or he's out on injury, broke his finger. It's going to require surgery. This is the time of year where you hear more and more that there's more and more players that are going out on injury, and it's just, it's always right after that trade deadline that people come out and just, well, that's it. We're going to shut it down.
All right.
So that's it. That's all we got.
That's all we got for today. That was a fast-moving
show. That was
fast.
That was very fast.
Just like that new guy, Isaiah Thomas.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm excited, Dave.
Bad boy for life.
This is going to be good. Yep.
He ain't going nowhere.
No.
At least for 3 years.
I love it.
He can't be stopped now.
I'm excited. Maybe sometime.
Stop me anytime.
Maybe next week we'll have the stats bought back.
42 points in 2 games.
That's awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
It really is.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm.
I haven't been this excited since the early 2000s Sacramento.
Since you found out bread could be sliced.
Yes. And toasted. You know you can toast that?
Never heard of it.
Put peanut butter on it?
Say again. Never heard of it.
We got to get out of here. We're ridiculous.
Get me out of here.
We have
508-731-GGTV. Please call us because we don't hear enough of you.
That's absolutely correct.
Facebook, and Twitter, Reds Army.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, thank you,
Kurt. Nick.
Find us at Reds Army.
We will
thank
see you next week. Stay infected. Peace.
Flog that dead horse.
That was a fun show.
It was.